Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Over 6,600 nominated teachers, and this tribe member is one of 16 to be named Teacher of the Year. It's Kathy Coviello. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, teacher.
Morning, teacher.
Good morning, Mrs. Coviello.
Thank you. Good morning.
How long have you been a teacher?
Oh, gosh, like 35 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Damn.
I saw the Fox story on you. You don't look like you're old enough.
No.
Thank you.
Ah. And what grade do you teach?
Right now, I'm teaching infants. I'm in the infant room.
What do you teach an infant?
I know, right?
How to stand?
Well, it's more the nurturing and showing them and crawling, walking,
right.
Helping them with those things.
Right.
Really?
Nurturing. Yeah,
do you show them how to crawl?
Actually, we do.
Really?
A lot of tummy time involved in that, but yes.
Huh.
Do you lead by example? Do you
My experience has been
you?
They figure that one out.
Yeah. They want to get somewhere.
Once they figure out that shoulder blade, we'll flip them over.
Right.
It's off to the races.
Yep, so I got home sometimes.
See, I wouldn't teach them how to crawl.
No.
I'd want them just to sit on their backs as long as possible. Once they learn how to crawl, you're running all over the place
after
them.
Seriously, you're going to use
anchors and
whatnot.
You are so right.
Staples.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, new curriculum.
Right.
Don't teach them how to crawl.
Right.
Keep them steady and still.
Yeah, set them up for, like, office jobs. Just sit there.
Wow.
Wow.
That seems more challenging to... be a teacher for infants.
Yeah, because they can't speak.
They can't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, so we have to figure out what each cry means. I know people think that it's just about changing diapers and giving bottles, but it's a lot more work than that.
Can you tell I'm bored cried from a poopy diaper cry?
Believe it or not, once we get to know them, yes, we can.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm guessing the poopy diapers
are
more
own language.
More like a type cry. Like,
is it like that, or is it like more emergency?
Oh yeah, right. Never mind.
You're right though. The poopy diaper cry is very frantic.
Yeah,
like, get me out of this.
Yep. There's bad stuff going on down there.
Yep, I see her all the time.
Something needs to be fixed.
Yep.
And how do you, that's pretty remarkable.
Wow.
With babies, like, that's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. How many kids in a class at one time?
Yeah, right.
Well, we're allowed eight.
Eight.
Two people for eight.
Okay.
So four each.
Yep.
Right.
That's
so
pretty
me
good.
Me and my assistant. Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to feed them and stuff like that? Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
You got to feed them and stuff
like
that?
No, let them feed themselves.
I don't know.
They got to learn sometime.
I'm curious, right? Yeah.
Well, there's a fridge over there. That's another thing. We actually teach them how to hold bottles as well after a certain point. Because there are milestones that every, 3 months they should be doing this. 6 months they should be doing this.
Right.
So if they don't reach the milestones, we have to try and help them with that.
How old
do
they go up?
But for the most part, in my room, they go up to about 8 months old.
Wow. Is there a graduation ceremony at the end? That's cool.
Yeah.
You get the commencement speaker.
Chris Rock does a bit
and everything,
where
we're like
the worst animals on the planet because we have to teach our young for 18 years.
Yeah.
And most animals, it's like 2 or 3 days. You're on your own.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
Off you go.
Exactly.
Yep. The express lane. Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you,
that's a tough job.
That seems like quite a responsibility.
Yeah.
Have you ever had all eight going at the same time?
Oh, wow. Like a symphony, yes.
Oh!
Yes.
Did you hear the tone in the yes?
Yep.
Yes. Wow.
So it's rough.
Yeah.
It's a rough thing to just kind of ignore and get through.
Well, there's only two of you.
But why did they go off at once? Was it disturbance in the room or something like that? Like somebody popped a balloon or something?
No, sometimes it's just one gets so frantically, and then
sets the rest
everybody
off.
Else off.
Like someone popped the balloon?
I don't know. You know, the bang. The kid's like, you know, that type of thing, you know?
Right.
Okay, will they sympathy cry? Like, if one starts going, will the rest of them go because they feel like...
Like car alarms.
Right now, I have a set of twins, and that's what happened.
Oh, the twins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're connected.
One cries and the other one, yes, yeah. They really are.
Well.
Wow.
I must cry, too. Yes.
No, that's something with the twins.
Yeah.
They're connected in ways that people still haven't figured out
yet. They must activate. Yes,
in there.
Yeah, it's incredible to see sometimes. Like, are you kidding me right now? You just ate, and then this one's crying.
Right,
it's not your turn yet. No.
Right.
Because in the baby room, they're all on different schedules, and sometimes even the twins are. You know, if one gets up earlier than the other, then that one, it's like, oh my god, no.
Any of them intermittent fast yet?
We're talking to Kathy Coviello, Teacher of the Year.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yay. Yeah, pretty cool. Thank you.
What comes with that? Is there a bonus, a certificate?
Weed.
What do you get?
Well, what I initially got from the owner and the two directors, they came in the room with balloons and flowers and a special bag they made up and a bottle of wine from Goddard themselves, because that's where I work. The corporation sent a bonus check.
A bottle of wine.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, here you go.
Right. I need this.
Yeah, definitely.
They say she pulled the cork out with her teeth.
Like, can I drink it now?
Right. Yeah. She's got her own sippy cup.
Yeah, right.
Is there, how does this work? Is there a nominating process, a vote, what?
And that's the best part of it. It was parent voted.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So that means the most to me, coming from the parents.
Seriously, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very nice.
At 8 months, what should a baby be able to do? They're not walking yet,
calculus.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of them actually do walk, but...
Wow.
Yeah, a few. Stand, they should be able to crawl, sit, stand.
Roll over.
Back, yeah, roll over. Well, actually, roll over is part of it. No.
Who's a big boy? Who's a big boy?
Speak.
Who's a big boy?
Do you speak to the babies like you're speaking now, or do you speak in like
I do.
Babies?
I don't. I mean, if they're the younger ones, when they do all that cooing, I actually do coo back at them, and we're...
Can you give us an example of what that's like?
The cooing?
Yeah.
Well, if they go, I go back.
Wow.
Whatever noise that comes out of their mouth,
you
I
do
go
it
back,
back
at them with it. Yeah.
Now when they go, you do the same thing.
No, I just look at them like, dude, are you kidding me? No.
Right. Here, pull my finger, kid.
Right.
Wow. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'd freak out.
The baby talk, you know, it's funny because I don't know why, but when I talk to a little person.
Yeah.
Not a little person, a young person.
Yeah.
Little tiny young
child,
person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toddler.
Yeah.
I'll talk like this.
Right. Wait a minute, you did me like, yesterday.
Yeah. Like when I talk to a dog, right. Hi, who's
a big boy?
Oh, who's a happy boy? Who's a happy boy?
Right.
Who's a happy boy?
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That would be embarrassing if you're doing that all day, then you just forget and you walk out into public.
Right.
Get pulled over by a cop. Who's a big police officer?
Who's a big boy?
Who's a big
who's
boy?
A big
who's
boy?
A big boy? Out of the car, please. Wow.
Well, congratulations to
you.
Yeah,
you earned it big time.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
Nice.
Great job.
Yeah, it was a nice honor. I appreciate it.
You know what? It's something you'll always remember.
Yep. And the wine comes in handy.
Yeah, when all babies are crying at the same time, when eight of them are going like bagpipes.
I'm keeping this in the class.
Yeah. They'll be like, hey, I can handle this. Yeah. I'm Teacher of the Year.
It's Muscatel time. Yes.
So,
yep.
Kathy Coviello, teacher, infant classroom, Goddard School for Early Childhood Development in Rocky Hill. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well earned.
Yes.
Man, that'd be one hell of a challenge.
Yes, it would. I'd run screaming. Ah!
This is going to be the worst thing I say today and possibly my life.
Okay.
But there are times when the baby's going and won't stop and it's you've had no sleep and like it's just this is oh my God. And you think, I could see how some parents I could see how some people snap.
Yes. Oh, you're crazy. You're sleep deprived, everything else,
Yeah.
It's like any situation.
When you're in that state, you're like, okay, I could see where, you know, a human might go poo.
Right. Right. Next thing you go, yep.
You see why it might happen.
Right. I could see why.
Understand why it might happen.
There's a little sympathy there.
Yes.
Not sympathy.
No.
But
like, understanding.
I could see.
I can relate.
From this point to there.
Right.
I can connect that dot. Right.
I could connect that.
Right.
Like, oh.
Right. I see that road, yes.
This is that spot.
Right.
Right where you want to grab a pillow.
It's the same way looking traffic.
We have Chef Jerry, co-owner of Encore Restaurant in New Haven on. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Make me hungry already.
Hey, don't ask.
Don't ask. Okay.
Yeah, you're busy with all the Yale graduations, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yale, all the graduations, Mother's Day. It was a crazy month, but Yale just had commencement yesterday. So they're off and gone, and now we'll get all the other little local colleges that do their graduations and finish up. And then we get the high schools.
Right.
Right.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
Father's Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is May and June and December are always the busiest months of the year.
Wow.
So I've been over to Jerry's house and he'll grill fillets on the on his grill.
We've talked about this, yes.
And he's just talking calmly and he's making like 15, 20 fillets all at the same time.
Professional.
I'm like, I don't know how this guy does it.
What do you mean? I am a professional.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you better be able to do it at this point.
Right. Otherwise, a lot of burnt steak. Yep.
Give us some hints.
Some pointers.
Some pointers.
So the thing is, for the home cook and for the professionals, it's two different things. So for me, it's easy to put any kind of grill on and fire it up, and I manipulate the grill to make it get hotter and or cool it down. But for your home grills, I think they have these new products now. They're called the grill pads. It's like a little mat that goes on top of your grill, right on top of the fire part, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, where the metal is?
Yeah.
And it's so thin. It's like paper thin. And let me tell you something. That thing will not dirty your grill, will not do anything to your grill. I mean, you could barbecue. You could put the barbecue sauce. You could make a mess, right? And after you're done, you just shut off the grill. You wrap up everything you had. You go to the sink. You wash it, and it's ready clean.
Wow.
So, like, let's say that's an easy way to grill. Now, there's a lot of tricks to growing. So the thing is always hot. Your grill needs to be very, very hot. Whatever you think is hot, it could be hotter. So I would say my favorite thing is how to manipulate the grill is you cover your grill, but put like a cookie sheet on top of your grill.
Wait, a cookie what? Excuse me?
That's how my food comes out.
My cookies typically don't do that.
Right.
Where do you get these cookies that do that?
I guess like a nut log.
So you put your cookie sheet on top of the grill, you shut the cover, and let it stay there for about 15 minutes. You will see when if you have a grill thermometer on there, it will jump all the way to 700 quick.
Oh, damn.
Like in about 10 minutes. But when you open the grill, you take that off. You just clean off your grill with your brush, and then you spray it. So the thing is you want to spray your grill with like a pan release, like a pan spray. And the thing is don't use an olive oil one because olive oil will like flame up the grill.
Yeah.
It'll just burn it.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to get like the ones that are mixed to water and soy. Okay, and soy oil. So those are usually like PAM. You know the PAM spray?
Yeah.
That's the best one to get because that's what that has. And so you spray your grill and then you throw your meat or your proteins or your vegetables on the grill. So that's the first part.
Right.
And watch out. It's going to be really hot. So it's going to cook quick. It's going to mark it. And then you can move it to a different side of the grill that's, you know, lower temperature. You'll know your grill. I mean, you know how to cook it. You've been working with it all this time you have the grill. And then there's also the spices. So what do you put on your grill?
Right.
What do you put on your protein?
I was going to ask about like a dry rub.
Right. Yeah. But so let's say you go to the store and you get a dry rub, right?
Right.
Like a steak, like a steak seasoning, right? So the trick to steak seasoning is 4 parts steak seasoning, 2 parts coffee.
Coffee. Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
Like coffee grounds? Like
coffee grounds.
Okay.
What?
Huh.
So put the coffee grounds in the steak seasoning. You mix it up good. Rub your meat in it. Put it on the grill and see you later. You're going to have unbelievable steaks.
Right.
Unbelievable.
That'll keep you up all night.
Yeah.
And then, I've never heard this.
I've never heard of this at all. No.
Are you playing a prank
on
us?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's for real.
Really?
I'm telling you. You get some coffee grounds and you mix it with steak seasoning. I'm telling you, 4 parts, 1 part, you mix it in there. It's going to give unbelievable flavor. It's going to caramelize the outside of the steak. It's going to look unbelievable. It will just take it to a different level.
Now, so coffee, not instant coffee.
Just coffee grounds.
No. Coffee grounds. So you make coffee in the morning.
Like a Folgers, that type of thing.
So
yeah.
Used coffee grinds?
Yeah. No, not you.
No. Like right out of the tin. Yeah, right out of the tin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right out of a package, you know, ready to go.
Okay.
And don't
then,
use Senga.
You mix it in, and then you put your meat in there and you grill it, you know?
Right.
And
Chris, have you ever heard of this?
Let's say you want to.
No.
Now,
I actually got a question.
You put steak sauce or you use like cream and sugar on it?
Just serve it on a donut.
Yeah, what a question.
Wow.
I got to try that now.
Yeah, what's your question, Chris? Yeah.
Is it true you should be rubbing an onion on your grill?
I've seen that. Yeah.
Like, does that really add the flavor, or is that just like a TikTok thing?
No, that, you know what that is for? So you can clean the grill.
Oh.
That's why they put an onion on there, because what are you going to put on there to clean the grill? So you would have put a towel, or you're going to put something hot on top. You can't do that. So what you do is you put an onion on a fork, mm-hmm. right? And then you rub a little olive oil on it. And what happens is it cleans your grill and it coats it so it doesn't your meat won't stick to it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm going to try this coffee grounds thing this weekend.
Yeah. I'm afraid, though, I'm going to mix it up and it's going to taste like coffee.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
4 parts, 1 part.
Yeah.
4 to 1.
I'm bad at the whole part thing, you know.
Yeah, you get a little measuring cup.
Right.
You get a little measuring cup.
Right.
And then you do that.
Right.
4 times.
And you mix it up.
And then you put one of coffee grounds, you put it in.
Right.
And then do you mix anything else in there?
No,
that's it.
Everything is already in there. There's a lot of salt. There's a lot of other stuff in there. There's a lot of other spices, you know, so you don't want to do that. That's good enough. And actually, the coffee will balance that rub, because usually the store rubs are full of salt. So, you know.
Loaded with them. Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Right.
So do you put butter on the steak so the rub will stick to it? No.
Not dry rub, yeah.
No. What you can do is you put a little pan spray. So you got the pan spray that you use.
Okay.
Right? And you put a little bit of that on there. Or you know why? Because olive oil will catch on fire. Like it burns.
Yeah.
It gets to a certain heat and then it catches on fire and it starts to smoke and it'll smoke your it'll taste like a burnt on your meat. So the thing is you get a little pan spray and you dip it in there and then you dip it into the spice.
Man, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. We have someone here who's calling in with the coffee rub. Big Pete.
Yeah, guys. I just did a steak last night with brewed coffee. We got this. It's actually a coffee that goes to firefighters and veterans.
Cool.
It was a bourbon. What was it? A bourbon something coffee. And I brewed it. and then cooled it down, and then put it over the meat with soy sauce, vinegar, and some spices, and just let it sit in the fridge for 8 hours, and put it on the grill.
Like a marinade.
And the flavor.
It was a marinade.
Wow. Like a marinade, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the flavor was unbelievable.
Really?
That sounds pretty
the flavor was absolutely unbelievable. I never had such a great steak like that. And it crisped up, like, it had a great crisp outside, bark, and everything.
But you were, like, wide awake afterwards?
Yeah, you know why? The sugar's in that marinade. That's what caramelizes the outside and gives it color and crisps it up the steak and gets it crunchy on the outside. You know, if you just throw a piece of meat on the grill, it's gonna look like almost boiled meat. You know, on the outside.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But when you put a spice or something or marinade, it caramelizes the outside, and that's what gives it depth and a good look.
Nice.
You have any advice for burgers?
Yeah. Don't buy a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Right.
Buy just ground beef, like a chuck. You want ground chuck, and you want like 80-20. So that means 80-20 is what the fat and the meat content is.
Yeah, you got to
because if it's
fat.
if it's too lean, it's going to be dry. So you want 80-20, right. Good chuck, right? And then what you do is, you know that silt pat I was talking about on the grill?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what the silt pat is. It's just like, you know, back in the day when we were kids, people used to grill outside, and then before they did that, they covered the grill with aluminum foil.
Yes.
So they weren't dirty. That's what this thing does. You don't have to cover anything, and it makes everything, removable and cleanable. So you get that silt pat out there, right? Then I would make little balls of your meat, right? Raw
balls of meat, right?
We're waiting for AJ to make a joke.
I was a good boy this time.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, no jokes.
Chris was a big boy.
Chris was laughing though.
Who's a big boy?
Chris was losing it though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm a child.
All right. So then you take those. You take your silt pat, put it on the grill. Shut the grill. Get it nice and hot. Open it up. Right, and then you put these little balls down, right? Once you, and put a little spray, a little pan spray on top of your grill.
It sounds like you're making a smash burger.
Smash burgers, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's your best way to do it. Make a smash burger. Because what happens is, you see, that when a burger is made, it's like compressed into that round circle. So there's no air. There's no flow. You know what I mean? So it becomes hard as a rock. Right. So what happens is when you make a smash burger, you're just taking a ball of meat, you smash it a little bit, and what happens is you cause it to cook differently. It doesn't steam. It just you cook the meat, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where the difference is.
So you put that ball on the grill, and then how long do you wait before you smash it?
Not long. I'd say like maybe 10 seconds or so. You know, get yourself ready.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then just put them down, yeah, because the ball is only going to cook on that little spot, you know, that you put on the grill. Yeah.
And then you flip it.
Or then what you do is you lay it flat, you smash them, and then what you do is you flip them about a minute later, not too long, because you don't want to overcook your meat.
Right. Now, I've seen people do is they take the before they do the smash burger thing, they take the ball of meat, they put it on there, and they take like sliced up onion. A white onion,
on top, the bottom,
little salt, little pepper,
yeah.
And then smash it. So that's where the onion
friggin' awesome.
Goes with the meat.
Yeah, well, then what happens? So you flip it over, but some people don't like onions. So the thing is, you can just, you know, bang them out, crush them up, and smash them and flip them over. That's your best bet to cook a burger. Like the ones that are pre-made, those are, it's just like a hockey puck.
I can't believe how they shrink down to like a half dollar size.
It's like a Barbie burger.
It doesn't, like you need three of them to fill a bun.
Yeah.
They get so small.
They become sliders.
That's why when you buy ground beef, right, and then you go to, and you make your balls, and then you make smash burger, it stays right about the size that you made them. You know what I mean? It's a different kind of preparation on the meat when you get it. Believe me, there's fillers in that too. They put fillers in the meat.
Dan from Spice Catering came over to Chaz's graduation and did burgers.
Yeah.
And he made this barbecue burger. So he made the burger,
put barbecue sauce on it, blue cheese, and pickles.
Wow.
Oh, my
nice.
God.
Nice.
That's
nuts.
Like heaven right there.
Nuts.
Nice.
I still make them today.
Wow.
Quick question, nice. And we'll let Jerry go. Dennis in the car. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I had a comment. I had a comment on the burgers. He's absolutely right about the 80-20 with the beef and the fat. But
yeah.
I just started doing this recently. I've got like a cast iron griddle that I throw on my grill because I don't have a fancy Blackstone. But I do the balls and make them like a little bit bigger than a golf ball, put them on there, and then I've got a couple of patio bricks that I wrapped in foil, and I drop that thing on the burgers. And it flattens them out as they're cooking. And my kids love them.
So
like
you can
that.
Drop burgers.
It sounds great.
Squash
yeah,
burgers.
That's exactly the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Quick, ball, put them in there.
I didn't go to the store and buy a fancy burger press. I just grabbed a couple spare patio bricks, wrapped them in foil, and that worked.
Or your drunk friend's head.
Yeah. It sounds great.
Okay, have a good morning.
All right. Thank you. Jerry, thanks for the tips here.
Yeah, man.
I took
all
notes.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Everybody have a great Memorial Day. Be safe, and I'll see you soon.
I hope so. Thank you. Chef Jerry, co-owner of Encore Restaurant New Haven. Have you ever started out at a party and then ended up at an emergency room?
Yes.
Call in that story. 203-882-9757. I do this because we're hanging out with comedian Chris Sear.
Yeah.
And he said he's having a boxing birthday party.
Oh, boy. So
you're
foreshadowing?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to the ER.
No. Someone is.
Someone is.
Yes.
How many kids are you having over?
Something like 20, 25
kids.
Something like.
And boxing gloves.
So you're not in charge of the guest list?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No. I'm like the money man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh. He finances the whole thing.
Yeah, my mother is the one who puts it together. She decorates. She orders everything.
That's cool.
Right. Yeah. I can't. If I was in charge of it, we'd be eating.
Is she the ring announcer or is she the the ref?
I think she's going to be the designated driver.
Right.
Because a few of my brothers are coming back into town. And
okay.
I'm assuming at some point in the party, one of us is going to be like, you want to get in there?
Right.
You want to get in there?
Exactly.
And it's going to get stupid.
Right.
Who's boxing? The kids?
The kids are going to box, and then there are a few trainers there who are going to show them a few things and stuff
this
like that.
This is tremendous.
Right.
And then,
where are the invitations with
an
ambulance on the...
Right. I got the invoice for the invitations, and I was like, all right, I don't care.
Right.
Oh, so she's just handing you the bills.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
That's how I like it. Like birthdays,
somebody else
Christmas.
Organized it, yeah.
I'm not really a big holiday person.
It is financial. Yeah.
Okay. What's the person celebrating the birthday? How old are they turning?
Junior will be turning 11.
All right, somewhere around 11.
Somewhere around, yeah.
Right. In that area, in that neighborhood, yeah.
That seems like a good time to learn some fighting skills.
Oh, he believes he's the best fighter ever because he beats up his youngest brother.
Oh, gotcha.
And so
undefeated
already,
so far, yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
He might learn some things at this party. Like, he's not as bad as he thinks he is. Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take him down a peg at his party.
Right.
At his party.
That's where you want to take a kid down a peg, right. At his birthday party.
Right, get the headset on, go ahead.
Happy
boom.
Birthday.
Right.
Boom.
Right, took him out of his sneakers.
You gotta build in the trauma. You can't just let your children.
Right, these kids need a story for later on in life.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, is there someone who comes, like a professional birthday party boxer person with their gloves and the instructions and all this?
Not a clown, is it?
So it's like a pal, situation where we're just renting out their space.
Oh,
so
okay.
A bunch of the trainers were like, oh, this is cool. We've never done this. So we're getting like three or four of them.
You know, normally when I hear we've never done this before, it's a bad idea.
Right. So we're going back to the party, back to the ER.
Yeah.
I didn't start at the boxing gym.
What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know, busted nose.
People punching each other
right.
At a birthday party.
Dislocated jaw.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's gonna be
all right, they're going to sign waivers and all that?
Oh, they have to.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not going to be responsible.
You don't want to be on the hook for this for the rest of your life.
Oh, no. I wouldn't.
Right.
I'd fake my death, move to Cuba. I got this planned out.
I do have a map there. Good.
Yeah. Right. Well, these are the plans you have to have when you have a birthday party
right.
For
Cuba,
kids.
Yeah, Cuba. Yeah.
All right. If
no
this goes wrong,
there.
Fake death, move to Cuba.
Cuba, yeah. Exactly right. No extradition is great. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm curious. We want to have you on the Monday after The birthday party.
Okay. Right?
When is the birthday party?
A true dad.
He's the money guy.
It is, yeah.
He doesn't need to know this stuff.
Right, but it's Junior.
I want to say... Oh, okay, okay. So that would be... his birthday party is the 25th.
25th.
Of June. Or
no, of this
May.
May.
Of May. Oh, okay, so coming up.
So this Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. We'll talk to you on the phone.
Yeah. Oh.
From the emergency room.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be there that long.
Or prison.
I'm just there to check people in.
You call from Cuba.
Right.
Once I get you hooked up at the ER, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
Like, you're with the professional.
Right, you'll be in Cuba.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I really thought that there would be a lot of people stepping up with stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. We've all done it.
All right, go ahead.
My brother-in-law's bachelor party.
Huh.
Went to the bachelor party. There was a big, big drink that he made in a garbage can. They called some kind of punch.
It was a clean garbage can.
Yes.
Not one out in the alley.
No. Brand new garbage
can. Okay, very good.
Very, very deep. Lots of alcohol. I saw bottles and bottles poured in there. Drank many, many glasses of this mystery punch.
The old jungle juice.
Yeah.
Jungle juice.
But whatever.
Mystery punch.
Yes. I think they refer to like jungle juice or something like that. Those big pieces like fruit floating in it.
Yeah.
It was delicious. But it's also one of those type of drinks like you drink
it. It sneaks up on you.
Oh, man, hit me right behind, back, right in the back of the head.
You think you're just drinking juice.
Yep, and I was fine. And next thing I know, apparently I was trying to climb a fence. I wanted to pet a dog in someone's yard. And I apparently climbed the fence. When I came off the fence, I came down sideways.
Yeah, the other side of the fence. Climbing up is fine. The other side, getting over, then down.
Right. Well, apparently I wasn't that good going climbing up either. But in any event, I finally made it to the top. Got over the side there. When I landed sideways on my ankle. And I ended up having a bunch of people picking me up out of this yard. I remember a dog barking. I didn't pet the dog. The dog barked and barked and barked. And they carried me to someone's car. And it was a bunch of fire guys. And one of them drove, this most sober one, drove me to the hospital. And I was in the ER with an ice bag and I'm hammered. And luckily I didn't break my ankle, but I hurt it as far as you can go without actually busting it. So,
damn.
Yep. So, yeah, that was the bachelor party for my brother-in-law.
Oh.
Yep.
Awesome.
No one ever makes it. Not everyone makes it home safe when the party starts with a garbage can full of jungle juice.
That's right.
Somebody has to be the sacrifice.
And I really want to pet that dog, too.
Mark at Norwalk.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Big fans. My son and I listen to you every morning on the way to school. And
thank
I'm going to be mad that he's not in the car with me. But
what's your son's name?
Will.
Will. Hey, Will.
So, funny story. It's prom time, you know, around this time of year. So this is kind of apropos. My best friend, we're at the prom, and after the prom, they do like a post prom. So it's like a little party, safe party at the middle school where parents set up all these activities. So after the prom, you go with your date and you hang out and do different things and. You know, this is like 1991, so, you know, they had the basketball courts open, you could go swimming, there's food, but in one area was a bouncy house. Now, picture...
The bouncy house.
Yes.
17, 18-year-old guys impressing their dates with a bouncy house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And that wins them over.
Little, you know, wrestling was very popular at that time, you know, Hulk Hogan, all those guys.
Right.
So, my buddy jumps in, and he wasn't the biggest guy. And the class president happened to be a very large individual. Fast forward, there's some WWE moves being done, and my buddy gets splashed by the class president and breaks his leg.
Oh,
ouch.
Nice.
So next thing you know, the paramedics come. They have to put him in the stretcher.
Now do the paramedics take their shoes off first and get inside the bouncy house?
No, they just jumped on the corner and right. bounced him out.
That's right.
Shoes off! Shoes off! Bouncy house!
So poor guy breaks his leg. His date's standing there. I'm like, don't worry, buddy. We'll take care of your date. And he had to do, like, you know, the NFL thumbs up on the way out the door.
Right.
Yeah, the brave face.
Yep.
So, you know, what was supposed to be, like, you know, the most memorable, you know, your prom, the big night, ends up on a stretcher with no date.
At the ER.
Right.
Well, thank you, Mark.
That's always fun.
No, we love you guys.
All right, we're going to post this so this way Will can listen to it later online.
Right.
That sounds great, guys.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
I'm sure it was memorable for that guy.
Oh, very memorable.
Don't forget that part at all, no.
He said, don't worry, buddy. We'll take care of your date. Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, seriously. How are you going to take care of her? No.
Wait a minute.
No.
Hold it.
I'm staying.
Someone give me a stick. I'll use it as a crutch.
I don't care.
I'll be fine.
Right.
Brian and Danbury, how you started at a party and ended at the ER?
Yep, that was me. Quite the experience, let me tell you. We started at a party. We were having a great time. I decided, oh, you know what? Let me go get two handles for myself and share them about.
Nobody a handle?
What's a handle?
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that a half gallon?
I don't know how much it is, but I know it's a lot.
That's 750 milliliters.
Okay. That's like a half gallon, no? Is that the big?
I'm thinking
of the big bottle.
Right.
With the handle.
Yeah. That's the handle. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Got it. All right.
So yeah, so I got two handles. I went back to the party. I was like, hey, who wants to drink? Nobody wanted to drink, so I decided to drink by myself.
Of course.
And me and my friends were dancing around on tailgates. We're doing all this shit.
Doing stuff. You're on the air.
Right.
Stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So yeah, so we're dancing around. You know, doing our thing, blah, blah, blah. I ended up passing out, and I rolled under my truck, and all I remember was my buddy came up to me before the night ended, and he put a blanket over me, and he told me everything was going to be all right, and then he left.
Right.
Of course.
Well, here's a blanket. You're going to be good. Right, I got to go hook up.
Yeah, well, technically you were in bed, under the bed you pick up.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny experience.
Well, when you mix a handle with a tailgate,
right.
And dancing,
right.
Yeah, you're going to end up under the truck.
Right, probably. You test gravity and it works still. Right. Yes.
Where'd he get the blanket from, buddy?
I honestly don't even remember. I was told it came out of the bed of the truck.
Right,
it came out of somebody else's bed.
Did you end up at the ER or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
nice.
All right. Very good.
You know, kind of. Experience in itself, but it is what it is. You know, I'm still here, so that's all that counts.
Exactly.
That's all that counts.
Right. We have a Ouija board. Nope.
And you were told some of it you remember.
Right. Yeah. When you have to be told what you did last night, never good.
Right.
Oh, great memories.
Well, thank you. All right. How you started at a party and ended up at the ER, 203-882-9757. Frankie in Milford.
Yes, how are you guys?
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Alrighty. Yeah, I almost did the same thing with AJ did. I was going over a fence at the Trumbull Fireworks.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 49.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was having a good time at a party. I was trying to climb over the fence. And I tripped like halfway over. And my body was like leaning halfway over. My friend goes, I'll get you. So he like pushed my foot. Over the other half.
Right. Trying to help.
I saw that the same. I twisted my ankle. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It was like turning. It was before my own eyes. It was like turning black and blue. And,
right.
You know,
it sounds like. Did you hit your head?
On the way down?
It sounds
no,
like,
no.
No.
I just came back from surgery yesterday.
Oh, surgery.
What'd you get?
Hernia.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not the greatest.
My God, you're following in AJ's footsteps.
Yeah, seriously, don't stop.
Ankle me. Over the fence.
Right, don't
hernia
copy
surgery.
Me. Don't copy.
Yeah, no.
Be your own man.
Yeah, yeah. Your own man. I know. But anyway, yeah, I just want to let you know. You know, yeah, it was a terrible night, though. You know, my foot was like, and I was still trying to grab a construction job the day after. And I had to call up, and they fired me the same day.
Nice.
No.
I see you lost your job as well.
It's one hell of a party.
Yep, there goes the compensation.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. Grain alcohol. It was grain alcohol.
Alcohol.
That makes folks do strange
there
things.
It is.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
Nobody says, I had grain alcohol all night. I didn't have a problem.
No, I'm fine.
No one says that.
Who wants coffee?
No one says that.
No.
Yeah.
And it tastes so good, too. Like, you know, it tastes so good, and it just goes on so fine, you know. And the next thing you know, you're like,
grain alcohol does not taste fine. It tastes like something you should pour in a carburetor to get the car started.
Right.
Next thing that's what it tastes like.
Next thing you know, you sound like this guy.
Yeah, grain does not. If you think grain tastes good, there's
something going on.
There's a history.
Yeah, and your liver shot. Yeah,
the guy who mixed it just great. There was like grapefruit 7-Up. It was really
right.
Good.
Yeah, when they mix it with that, so they hide the potency of it.
Huge difference.
And it sneaks up on you.
Yes, it does.
During COVID, I was working at a package store, and we couldn't keep grain alcohol in the store because everyone was using it for sanitizer and cleanser. So people were buying cases of the handles of grain alcohol. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? And they're like, no, I'm making my own sanitizer. I'm like, that makes sense, yes.
Oh, wow.
Just add a match.
Well, at least my insides are clean then.
This is true. Yeah, you're well sanitized.
I'm guessing you didn't get COVID the whole time.
No, I didn't.
Nice. Okay, there you go. Heather in New Milford.
Okay, I grew up outside Philadelphia, and my friends decided on my 21st birthday it would be fun for us to go into the city. I don't even remember how many bars we went to, but I remember I did a lot of shots, and I ended up passed out in the middle of Broad Street at, like, 3 in the morning.
Is that a busy street?
You're a speed bump, yes.
If you know anything about Philadelphia, Broad Street is the street that is, like, right in front of City Hall. And there was, like, a little... and there was, like, little median area. And I was passed down the middle of that. And all the, you know, the EMTs and everybody came, hauled my butt off to the hospital. Had to do the charcoal thing, the whole bit.
What is that?
What's a charcoal thing?
The charcoal thing.
Yeah. The thing where they make you puke up whatever's left in your system to make sure you're okay.
What, they make you eat charcoal?
I don't know, it was some black
hold
junk.
Oh. Hold it. Were these paramedics?
You and someone's barbecue.
They may have went thrifting that day and bought some paramedic shirts.
Right. They can eat charcoal, watch this.
So they do that. They call my mom.
Is there anyone listening knowing what the charcoal thing is?
I've heard about the pump in your stomach, you know, the tube, but charcoal I never heard of.
Hold on. Ruth has some info.
Uh-oh.
One time my dog accidentally ate chocolate, and when I brought it to the vet, that's what they gave him to induce vomiting.
Maybe there was a team of veterinarians that helped you.
Right. Did you ever have a fur coat on by any chance? This explains how they checked my temperature. Right.
So they called my mom, and my mom and my brother came down to the hospital, and they came and got me once I was sobered up enough, and they brought me home. And my mom let me sleep it off, but then they decided to wake me up. And, you know, there's, like those horns that you blow, that the things, they roll out, like when you blow them. So they're singing happy birthday to me, and my brother has one of those, like, little blow things.
Oh, the
vuvuzela? Like the conch?
Yeah.
Or is that like the New Year's Eve, like, party favors?
That thing comes out?
Like the New Year's Eve thing. Like, you blow it in, like, it
and the thing
out.
Rolls out. Yes, okay. The thing that comes out. Yeah.
Do you think that Heather even went to a hospital?
I don't think so, no.
Do you think she had paramedics?
Sorry.
Do you think? No.
I think she was tripping.
It seems like a bad acid trip.
Wow.
My daughter reminds me every year. My daughter's like, Mom, on your birthday, do you remember the time that, you know, you went to the, you passed down Broad Street and you had to get up? So my daughter's not a big drinker. She's 23. She's like, heard enough stories. And she's
saw you and said, no, I'm going to go the other way.
Exactly. I'm going
to
fix my life.
Yeah. Charcoal thing.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
Charcoal.
Wow. So you were in the emergency room when they came out with the horns?
Oh, no. That was after my mom drove me home, let me sleep it off a little bit. But then she decided, okay, that I got enough sleep, that it was time to torture me a little bit.
Right.
Okay. Then they woke you up,
noise and everything else. Right, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes. You want cake now, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Heather. Great story.
Okay.
And glad you're okay.
Yeah. Don't eat charcoal anymore.
Hey, it's Chaz and AJ. You're on the air. Are you calling in about the charcoal thing?
Yes, I am.
What does that mean?
Yeah, how's the charcoal
What's
take?
The charcoal thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so the charcoal thing is basically because it's to help sober you up.
Right.
So that's what they give you in the emergency room. They have no other solution to try to sober you up, so that's what they do. They put a tube down your throat, and then they ingest you with charcoal.
Oh, so they just pour charcoal down there?
This doesn't sound right.
Are you a furnace?
Are we talking about the United States?
It's kind of like interrogation method between Narcan for opiates. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So that's their solution for, like, alcohol poisoning and stuff like that.
They can't make it a drink.
I just picked like a charcoal briquette.
Yeah, like a slushy or something. Like you can't put some ice in it or something, and at least make it enjoyable. Like put some Berry Blast in it or something.
Yeah, no, they want it out. Yeah,
I'm doing a quick search here, and there's all kinds of over the counter pills that you can take, and they all do say activated charcoal is commonly used to treat poisoning. It is also used for high cholesterol, hangovers, and upset stomach.
It's also used in odor eaters.
That's true. We're doing Stump the Chump. Stump us with a 70s guitar god trivia question. Bill and Port Jeff.
Yeah, how are you, Chaz?
Hey, good. Got the whole crew.
My question is, who was the first airplane fatality in history?
Oh, what, rock star?
No. Just a person.
We're talking 70s guitar gods.
No, we're talking automobiles.
Automobiles or airplanes?
So you're changing stuff to chumps for us?
I don't even care at this point.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I'm trying to get to what the question really is. Is it airplane fatality? First one ever?
Yes.
First one ever.
The first one ever, right?
Would we even know this person's name? You mean the first famous person to die in a plane crash?
Well, you know the cars. How's that sound? Not the band, the cars, the automobiles. You know the cars.
Yeah.
Very expensive models. They're made in England.
How much charcoal have you had this morning?
Rolls-Royce, Bentley.
We need to get Jaguar.
Rolls-Royce.
No, Bill, we're trying to figure out your question before we could even attempt an answer.
If you'd like, you can say I give up and I'll give you the answer.
No, I would like the question first.
Yes.
Before I give up, okay. I want to know what the question. Why don't you give me the question? Give it to us again.
Okay. And what you have.
Here we go. Here's the question. Everybody, here's the question.
All right,
Bill, go ahead.
Who is the first airplane-related fatality in history?
Airplane-related?
Right.
So what, did the airplane crash into a car and kill the person in the car?
Why did you bring up cars?
Could hit a house or a person walked from the plane?
You brought up cars earlier.
Right.
Right. Well, he's famous for his cars.
But it's Rolls Royce.
So what was it like?
The inventor?
Like Rolls Royce?
So it was a car maker?
Was it Henry Ford?
The car maker died in a plane crash?
No, Ford didn't die in a plane crash.
So did a car guy die in a plane crash? And was it the very first famous person or first person to die in a plane crash?
First person. He was actually flying the plane.
Okay.
Wow.
I think you're talking about John Denver.
No.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. Really. First of all, the first person to die in a plane crash was an unknown test pilot. I'll tell you that right now. I've seen those old black and white videos. You see those planes just go whoop.
It was the wrong brother.
Okay.
All right. What's the answer?
The first person to die in a plane crash was Charles Rolls.
Charles Rolls. All right.
Rolls Royce.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Right. And the car wash. Right.
I told you. I did say yes on when you guys said Rolls Royce. I did say yes.
We
got the answer like an hour ago.
Right. But you know that wasn't a trivia, right?
But you know we're doing 70s guitar gods.
Oh, 70 guitar gods.
Which sounds like planes.
Yeah.
If it was a Jefferson airplane, maybe.
You know, I take it for granted when I pick up the phone and say, hi, good morning. Do you have a question for Stump the Chumps? And someone says, yeah. Then I figure they know what the question is or the category.
This is much better.
Yeah, I had a good time. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
You too. Bill, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I learned a lot today.
That's the show promo.
I didn't want to.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.